With the 4th of July coming up, it made me think of a recent trip that I took with students from here, Sacred Heart, to Washington, D.C. for the Pro-Life March, and then to New York. And we went to the Statue of Liberty, and it was a very beautiful trip there on the boat. And however, we only had 5 minutes on the island. That's not enough time to do justice to, you know, really get to see the Statue of Liberty. So half the group just stayed on the boat because they knew it was a quick amount of time. But the rest of us kind of ran. It was a couple of hundred yards that we had to run to get to the front of the statue, take some selfies and group pictures, and then run back. But about halfway back, I think it was Trey Fontenot said, "Father, the boat's leaving, it's going." So we were stuck there on the island, everybody else in the boat in our group was waving and laughing at us. So they had another boat come 30 minutes later, thank goodness. So, but it was certainly a beautiful experience of that, and your ancestors and mine, a number of them, would have seen that Statue of Liberty as they came into New York Harbor as immigrants. And the statue was dedicated in 1886. It was a gift to the United States from France, I think originally for the 100th anniversary of our American Revolution. And to raise money for the pedestal that goes around the bottom of the statue, Emma Lazarus, a Jewish woman, wrote a famous sonnet to raise money for this in 1883. And it's entitled The New Colossus, because it's considered a colossal statue. It's so big. And it's now on a bronze plaque in the lower level of the pedestal. And one of the paragraphs says this: "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." We are a country of immigrants. All of our forefathers have come here, and foremothers in one way or another. And so we certainly want to have a healthy balance of immigration and safety for our country. We don't want terrorists coming into our country, of course. So we want to have a good, healthy balance of that. Pope Benedict, when he came to the United States in 2008, said that America is great because it has welcomed its immigrants. And he mentioned that because of that, Catholicism was able to take root in this country. As many of the Irish and the Italians and other groups coming in, Germans that were Catholic, and brought the Catholic faith to this land. The Spanish in the beginning, we should mention, in Florida and California and all around there. And so ultimately now we're about 25% of the U.S. population. And so it makes me, this welcoming of the immigrant makes me think of the virtue of hospitality. And as we as Cajuns and Creoles are very much of a hospitable culture, right? We welcome people, we're glad to have visitors, we make them coffee, maybe some foods and whatever, sweets or boudin, whatever we have around. And we like to have visitors, and we are a very hospitable culture. What did one lady say? What are the three questions you ask somebody? Who's your mama? Are you Catholic? And can you cook a roux? Right? And so many things that draw us together. And so we heard in our Bible readings today about hospitality and how we should be like that, because Elisha the prophet was welcomed by this couple, and they made him a little room for him, and light and lamp and bed and so forth, gave him food whenever he would come by, and they were blessed with a child in return. So what a great blessing that they got. And Jesus in the gospel said that if you welcome a prophet, you'll get a prophet's reward. If you welcome one of my disciples and give him just a cup of cold water, you will have a great reward. And so we need to continue to be hospitable as a culture, as a people, as Catholics, right here in Villeplatte. So I encourage you to invite us as clergy into your homes. It's a good way to get to know you better, and especially if you have children, that they can see vocations in a different light. I remember Father Roger Moog. My father invited all sorts of priests into our home, and maybe that's why we have two priests in our family. But I remember Father Roger Moog, who was chaplain at Wisdom Chapel in Lafayette to the Student Center, and he used to come, and I remember he used to like to paint those little 1/32nd scale plastic army men, and he would have hundreds and maybe thousands of them, and he would paint them, and he would give that as a penance for kids at UL to do. Here, paint these 500 guys here for me. And so I thought that was the neatest thing, so I started collecting those as well, and went horseback riding as well, English style, and so it was just nice to get to know him and so many other priests on a personal level, and realize that, hey, they're human beings, they have hobbies and things like that, so but it's a great way to help vocations as well. But invite each other. Invite the stranger when you can, when it's a safe thing to do. We get a lot of people who come asking for help at the rectory, and so I usually go in the back and make a sandwich or cook up some food and take care of them. And we're without a cook right now, so some of the ladies have already been bringing us food. So thank you all very much for doing that. In Hebrews 13:2, it says, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." So maybe sometimes God is testing us and our hospitality with angels unaware to us. Let me conclude with another paragraph from that poem, The New Colossus, by Emma Lazarus. "Here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome." From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Let us be like that always. In Christ, amen.